Tim Wade is next. Welcome, Mr. Wade.
Good morning. This is Phil Tucker. Tim had a they come up.
It didn't look like Tim.
Thank you, Senator Brenner, Representative Tucker, and members of the Environment and Natural Resources Committee. My name again is Phil Tucker. I'm the president of Maine Water Environment Association. Association is a nonprofit of all volunteer association of over 650 water quality professionals throughout Maine. We appreciate the opportunity to provide comments in respectful opposition to LD 1639. Our primary concern with this bill is that it will further restrict Maine's ability to safely dispose of biosolids, raise costs for Maine consumers, and work against other efforts the state is making to protect public health from harmful materials such as PFAS. LD 1639 appears to be aimed at restricting out-of-state waste going to public landfills by limiting the amount of residue and bulky waste that can be accepted by these landfills. Related legislation was defeated a year ago. Briefly, the waste material identified in this bill comes from construction and demolition debris and other waste processing, waste-to-energy plants, and waste recycling facilities in Maine. By statutory definition, these fine residues and oversized materials that result from processing are considered in-state waste. This bill would undermine current law by imposing an arbitrary threshold on what is defined as in-state waste. If passed, this bill would have the chilling effect of removing valuable landfill cover and bulking materials that landfills in Maine would have to replace with virgin natural resources. That means using bulking materials that are necessary for managing and disposing sludges at landfills will be more costly. These additional costs will be borne by the municipal taxpayers and customers of wastewater systems. Given the issues with PFAS and biosolids, this creates a financial double whammy that very few communities can accommodate. Passage of LD 1639 would also discourage recycling, flipping the solid waste hierarchy on its head. What currently exists is law that was collaboratively developed by DEP and solid waste stakeholders. This law was approved by this committee, had no objections from the House and Senate, and was ultimately approved by the governor. LD 1639 would also greatly impair the ability of landfills in Maine to safely dispose of biosolids, which has rapidly become one of the few means of its disposal. Maine's response to PFAS is one driver. To limit the likelihood of PFAS in wells, Maine has imposed limitations on the land application of biosolids, and as a result, more biosolids than ever are being disposed in landfills. This is creating rising challenges at landfills, including increased concerns related to odors, reliance, and bulky wastes to mix with biosolids at a ratio of up to 5 parts per part of biosolids for landfill stability reasons. Increased coordination at landfills is also necessary to ensure waste is ready to mix with biosolids when the load arrives.
If you could start to find closure with your testimony.
Yes.
Thank you.
So looking forward, MOEA is interested in a coordinated approach to managing biosolids, having a sustainable solid waste infrastructure that includes biosolids and environmental policy that safely manages all waste. I thank you for your time and attention in considering our testimony. We respectfully request that you vote LD 1639 ought not to pass.
Thank you so much for your testimony. Are there any questions from the committee? All right, not seeing any.
Thank you for your time.
Thank you for your time.